agree.
Good evening. It is 7:43 on Tuesday, May 17th, 2011, and the properly noticed May meeting of the ANC 1D is called to order. I'm Greg Edwards, serving as chair, and I observe a quorum consisting of, beside myself, Jack McKay, the secretary and treasurer, Jasmine Romero Castillo, Laura Wilson Phelan, and Angelia D. Scott. Mostly we go by our first names, since we want to act like neighbors with each other. So you can arrange your order of speaking by, because we start in this corner and then go around so the people can predict where they want to go through our public discussion. You get 3 minutes unless you have a letter from a board of the organization. And everybody, please turn off your cell phones.
All right, thank you. My name is Corey Taylor. I work for RDC.
Corey, are you here to discuss, to address the commission, or others?
Everyone. But yes, I'm sorry. My name is Corey Taylor. I work with RDC. RDC is a coalition of churches, community groups, unions, and residents of the district that want to bring quality jobs back to the district. Why we're doing this, because we're in an economic crisis, we're in a job crisis, working people are suffering. You look on the news and the debate is about how we can cut more programs that working people are using. And we think that it's time to change that. So in the last 3 weeks, we've been working with other community organizations and we've hit about 50,000 doors in the communities around the district. We've spoken with 25,000 people, and we've had 14,000 people join our group of RDC. 3,000 of those folks saying that they want to be block captains, they want to take real part of building this organization. We want to hold congressional Republicans responsible for what the platform that they ran on around creating jobs in the district. There are too many CEOs and corporations like Verizon who make billions of dollars who pay $0 in taxes. I'm sure everybody in this room pays their taxes. There are folks that are even undocumented that are paying their taxes, but these corporations make billions of dollars and don't pay anything. We believe that that money belongs back in the district, and we're going to continue to mobilize people around the district to put pressure on these folks to do what they said they're going to do. And we'd like to reach out to the commission here for your support. We'd like for you to endorse our campaign. Like Ms. Jasmine Castillo, she came out to a meeting with workers down, with residents down the street, lending her support, saying that this is something that needs to be done. It's not enough people that's fighting for it. So we're going to continue to mobilize people in the streets. We're not just talking about pushing policies. We're going to put bodies in the street, and we'd like to support this body to help us do that. And again, by endorsing our campaign, when we hold meetings in your wards, that you're willing to come out and lend your support to speak to folks, and you're willing to rally with us in the streets. Any questions?
Stormy, you may want to use your mic. Just a word of advice. If you want resolutions from ANC, you should speak to a commissioner a couple of weeks ahead of time and help draft it and try to get it in early so there's a chance to discuss it. It's very rare that the commission passes a resolution that originates from someone walking in.
So, suggesting I speak with the commissioner and come back?
That's one way of doing it, but if you're already talking with Jasmine, then perhaps she's the one to help you get one in order.
I'd be interested in you coming to my building to present this as well. So do you have a card with your number and I can personally call you and possibly set that up? Or is this the number that I would need to call this here on the flyer?
Yeah, you can call that number and I'll give you my personal contact information as well.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Edgerton. I'm the developer at 1724 Park Road. I just want to say thank you to the ANC for their continued support of the sustainable development. The new residences and parking spots should be available in the next week on the market. I just want to say thanks and let everybody know.
Wayne Adams from Barnes Vance Architects, working with Wendy Hanks on 1709 Harvard Street, and just we're here to see if there's. We talked to our neighbors, and regarding sort of the design for a one-story and a small second-story addition to one of the 1941 sort of brick homes that are up on that hill on Harvard Street. So we sat down with the neighbors and discussed it. Tim Dene also approved it. We went through that. I believe Stormy has reviewed it. I didn't see your email at the end of the day, so all good. So we're just here to see if there's any comments.
Well, I just want to say publicly, because I already told the both of them here, that I commend them and the efforts that they did to inform their neighbors and reach out to them. And I personally don't have a problem with supporting your project.
Another small, short piece of advice. We have a policy that if you wish to get a formal reaction from the ANC, you should email it to every member of the ANC 2 weeks ahead of time.
Great. Actually, he did, but he sent it only to Stormy, and it kind of stopped there. I advised him to use our commission email, and then we would have all seen it, yes.
Yes. I'm not trying to criticize you, just...
Yes, since I have the mic, I'm Chris Otten, former commissioner in 1C. Great to see everybody tonight. Power of the ANC, elected officials, thank you. If the library stuff comes up tonight, I'd be glad to answer any questions. Where we're at, they're still kind of building this thing and some illegal issues there. So I don't know if that will come up tonight or not, but love to talk about it.
Gladys Mitchell, former chair.
My name is Gladys Mitchell, and I really don't have anything to say except that even with glasses, I'm not able to read what's up there, and I'm wondering if I could have something on paper when I come, or do you not do paper anymore?
Gladys, I'm with you. I have fairly modern glasses and I can barely read it, so I think we could ask him to go to a less wide column format. So I'm glad you said something, Gladys. The president of Mount Pleasant Main Street.
Hello, ANC. My name is Adam Hoey. I'm president of Mount Pleasant Main Street. The reason that I'm here tonight is to announce a music festival that we're having on June 11th. I sent out an email to the ANC Google Group's email, not 2 weeks in advance, but this week, requesting a letter of endorsement, which we could use for Department of Parks and Recreation to obtain the permit that we need. As you know, we've done these types of events for many years. We had one last year, and we were sensitive to and understand all of the neighborhood support issues, such as security, garbage collection, noise in particular, crowd control, etc. So I unfortunately have to go be available at 8 o'clock for a volunteer meeting to try to staff this event. But if any member of the ANC has questions, you feel free to contact me via email or phone. Thanks.
Stormy.
I don't have a question, but I have a comment, the same one that I make every year. I still feel that it's not diverse enough, and every year I try to get license or permits or whatever so it can become more diverse. And we're always blocked for whatever reason. So I really hope that this year is more diversity in the program, because I love the whole idea and concept of having outdoor festivals.
With the commission's, sure.
No, I respect those comments, and so, you know, what I ask everyone is that is for us to get more involved. I mean, I guess we could probably, we just need to find each other. You know, I mean, this isn't the only event. We have a number of events. We're also going to have the summer film festival, which we've had every year. And, you know, those are typically bilingual. In fact, we collaborated with the Latino Association last year. So we're very open to having, you know, all cultures represented in these events. And I'm more than happy to work with you to find people who want to participate. Thanks.
I have a resolution prepared. We could just deal with that right off the cuff, if that's okay.
With the commission's permission, shall we take care of this immediately? Fine. Okay. Would you proceed to read?
Resolved, the commission authorizes the secretary to provide a letter of support to the Department of Parks and Recreation for the 2011 Mount Pleasant Music Fest, scheduled for June 11, 2011, 2 to 7:30 p.m., with rain date June 12, sponsored by Main Street, Mount Pleasant, and the Mount Pleasant Business Association. The letter shall include the standard provisions concerning sound levels imposed on nearby neighbors. I should add also cleanup afterwards.
I'm glad you...
That's part of the standard text.
Yes. That has been worked out over bloody battles for years. I'll second. Is there any discussion? Then all in favor? Okay, it is unanimous, 5-0. Does this satisfy your... You will probably...
Jack, should I wait for minutes from the meeting to be written, which I can send to DPR, or would an email, would someone from one of the commissioners submit an email? What do you prefer?
I will send the ANC email to DPR, CC to you.
The next order of business is the secretary's report. Excuse me, there is one other item, the chair's report.
Yes.
I don't have anything that I particularly want to talk about, but I think that... I have not been doing it, but I should be. There should be a time where I should take questions about anything that I've been up to, and it's just part of holding the officers accountable. Any questions? No. So then we move on to the secretary's report.
This is going to be a short meeting tonight.
Yes.
Yes. Nobody's complaining, right? Anybody complaining about it? No. Okay.
You want to leave it now?
Not yet. Minutes of the April 19 meeting. Are there any corrections to be offered to those minutes?
Seeing none, I declare them accepted.
And that's it for the secretary's report.
Treasurer?
Okay. We finally received that missing allotment, which took months to track down. Just today received a letter from the auditor accepting the fourth quarter FY10 quarterly report with no disallowances. And I have just one routine check right to Tony Grillo for $100 for posters. I assume that there's no objection to that.
Seeing none, it's accepted.
And that's it for the treasurer's report.
I will also want to say that I've been around long enough to have seen major botches in the treasurer, and you are doing an exemplary job. Thank you, Jack.
Thank you for that.
There is now the. Did I see a hand? Jasmine.
Only has the one question. I want to know is we need the. A formal letter from SEIU for ODC for the resolution for us or what? I don't understand, I'm sorry, but when the people told us something about the ODC, this is what I want to know, but I want to talk to these people if we need they send the letter to us or what?
I spoke with China about this after the last time because she had expressed some concerns about it, and we agreed that we should consider it at the June meeting.
But this is my question. We need the letter, but I need to talk to these people. But the Freddy Tejada, he is the guy who make everything. He is in the meeting now, but I want to send the email to him and say, give the formal letter to the ANC commission.
He has submitted a letter, but it's on small print, and I could barely read it, and we need to see it in email form and the complete structure. And I, at least in my discussion with several commissioners, I propose that we simply renew the letter of the contract that we approved with them for last year, which lays out the concerns that... and their promises to deal with issues of security, of signage, and with a number of other issues. That was hard fought for, what, Jack, 5 years? And we finally came to a cooperative agreement with them on that. And so my impression was that China said that that would be fine, and now we just have to talk it out with everybody. No. I thought you were talking about Fiesta DC.
No.
Because that's on my mind about the story.
I would like for the treasurer's report situation to be ended before we go to another subject that's not relating to that, or did I miss that?
It was accepted.
The secretary's report was. The treasurer's report was accepted too? Oh, okay. Well, I missed that. Well, when you guys finish this discussion, I have a comment I want to make that's not relating this either.
Okay. As I understand it, you would like to submit a resolution during the meeting to support this other group. Well, let's wait till we get to new business, and then we can open that up, okay?
Do I need to wait for business too for my question that I want to ask?
No, you may. It seems to me that we ought to be, as we grope our way to assuring that we operate openly and fairly, that each of the officers should be subject to question time, in effect.
Okay, my thing is real quick. My question is about the keys. Now, the keys that Dave Barsman had, originally Dave Barsman got those keys because he was assisting with the equipment coming here and being set up. Is that correct? That's not correct. Well, I want to know, how did we originate that, and then how does China just get the keys simply because she's the commissioner that stepped into his space? And what is the purpose of the backup keys? Are they not so that we would have a backup person to open up or whatever? I need to have some clarity on that, please.
Jack.
I was under the impression that all the commissioners had keys. We've had some difficulty in retrieving those keys from exiting commissioners. Certainly any commissioner who wants a key can get a key, yeah.
Okay, well, that's what I wanted to know, because I'm like, you know, now that the fact of keys have come up, I never got keys, now that I think about it, as long as I've been here, so, okay. All right, thank you for the clarity.
Okay, I'll see about taking care of that. For Stormy, a set of keys. This is the front door key and the storage room key and the storage locker key. Do you want all three or just the front door key?
I just need the front door key because there have been times that I've come up here and
right.
No one's been here and I've had to wait.
I'm perfectly happy to have every commissioner have a front door key. I will see about getting you one.
Thank you.
And rather than let it go, let me ask the assent of the commission to the idea that we will henceforth include a question time for each of the officers. It appears that it's unlikely. What? Well, it's not only that they do a report, but they're also it's time that for each of the officers should be available for questions from the commissioners during these officer reports. We have the officer reports at the beginning of the meeting, and we have not made clear that it's a time for other questions to come up. Okay. I see, I observe unanimous consent. Yes, Stormy.
I don't see what the purpose is of making a formal statement of that. We've always done that. If we have a question of each other, I don't think we have to go through a formality. I think that should be an understood thing. Because when you state it like questions of reports, each commissioner doesn't give a report because every commissioner doesn't sit on a committee. You understand what I'm saying?
Or as an officer,
so
yes.
Exactly. So if we have questions of each other, we just ask like we've always done.
It's just a matter of setting a time for doing so. At the beginning of the meeting when we have the officers' reports. Yes, Jasmine.
My question is why you don't bring the copy to all commissioners for the papers? Only the chair has the copy all the time. For next time. That's only question.
Jack, the question should be addressed to me. There's always been a request from Stormy and or Greg, whoever's chairing, for a copy of the agenda. And I habitually provide one to the interpreter as well. If anybody else wants one, the actual fact is, because you all have access to the agenda beforehand, you can print out your own copy. You don't have to ask me for one.
However, it seems to me that the commission should reimburse you if you wish to have them copied out. If you, because some commissioners I know don't have access to printing facilities. We should not presume that.
Laura. I'd like to actually make a suggestion that we not only make copies for each of the commissioners, because there are last-minute resolutions somewhat habitually from what I've seen so far, and there's an assumption that there's going to be a window of time before you come to this meeting to download, read, et cetera, et cetera, and I definitely don't have that window. And so, for me, personally, it would be helpful to make sure that I have everything in place that we're considering during a meeting, if you don't mind, Jack. But I would also suggest that at least a copy of this agenda, it doesn't have to be all of the text of everything, but be made available for the public. And on it, you just put it on a seat by the door, and people can pick up copies when they come in, so they can follow along without us having to scroll back and forth. Just think it's good practice, and we have so much money in our account. I mean, it seems like that's a basic thing we could do for the public.
Stormy.
And if we're going to do that, then the commission needs to buy the ink cartridge and supply the secretary with a case of paper, because being a person whose personal printer's down and what have you, I do know that that's a cost. So the commission should provide whatever the secretary needs to have that done for each month, opinion upon his agreement.
Jack.
Now, the problem has always been trying to keep up with last-minute changes. So I can certainly print out advanced agendas. The question is, at what point prior to the meeting do I print out the agenda, knowing that something's going to show up, and that printout will then be incomplete?
Let me take a turn. When I bring in things at the last minute, I have almost always brought along copies of them for everyone. And it seems to me that is common courtesy. Whereas legally, the commission can do anything it wants by majority vote. I hope that we will extend these courtesies to each other. Stormy.
Well, I just wanted to say, Jack, that at the day prior to, sometimes I would say the limit would be 2 days, but when you print that agenda 2 days prior to, it's just what I was going to say, what Greg said, if they got a last minute resolution, then they need to print it out, copies for everybody. That should be on the commissioner, not on you, because that's too much to tax you right down to the last minute. I think that's unfair.
Jack, I've always worked on the assumption that the commissioners could print out their own copies ahead of the meeting, that therefore I didn't need to do that. Jack, would you, you typically do your last email on these things about 4 o'clock. You have undertaken a really heavy workload for these kinds of things. Would it be an extra problem for you to print 6 copies at that time when you're... Or what's your reaction? I'm still... maybe it's a petty thing, but my printer gets an awful lot of exercise, and I get no compensation for any of its use.
Laura?
I wonder, this would require extra time from you, Jack, so maybe that's not the solution either, but another thought is to just send it over to UPS or to Kinko's or whatever, and they make all the copies. Because they can do it, you know, within a couple of hours. But then you'd have to walk all the way over there. Or maybe someone else walks over there to get it. Or, as Stormy said, maybe we just compensate you for your printer use and for your paper and ink.
Let me take a quick turn. I would like to support the idea of that Jack be compensated and that he take the money from petty cash, where we have a procedure for those types of expenditures to be regularly handled. Jasmine?
We can take the copies and, you know, the pharmacies. It's the front two here. It's only 15 cents. If I can tell Tony, get the free the copies too. You know, we don't need going to the Kinko's. And the Mount Pleasant Pharmacy, there is copy machine.
Oh, by the way, they do print faxes to them. But it's expensive. It's $1 a page. I haven't. We could ask them if they would print them out. And on my way over, I could stop and pick those up. But I will investigate that. But I urge you, Jack, I think the consensus here is that you should reimburse yourself from petty cash, signing a check, and you know we'll back you up on that with counter signatures or your expenses for your printer.
I'm a little sensitive at the moment because I just spent about $600 in supplies for my printer. But maybe we could come up with a page rate. The problem isn't so much the paper, it's the toner for my color printer. That adds up. So perhaps if we specified an agreeable page rate, I could...
I'll suggest one.
A dime a page?
That's exactly the number I thought.
Okay, then why don't I keep track of my printing for the commission and count up a dime a page?
We're operating informally. Is that? Can I see hands if people approve that, or is there still discussion?
No, I don't have discussion. I want to go back to what I originally said. I think the ink cartridge, the toner, what have you, all of that needs to be originally purchased from the commission.
See, that doesn't work because I do so much printing of my own. So how do I separate commission printing from personal printing? That's why I can't do it that way.
I wasn't saying separate it. See, my whole concept here, Jack, is you've been doing this ongoing for so long. So why not just buy it? So when it runs out, you'll have something else to use. That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's not like we don't have the money. We do have the money. And the commissioners want to have a copy. And I think those supplies need to be supplied to you. It should not be a cost to you at all.
But as I understand, the 10 cents includes paper and everything. It's a flat rate. And you can estimate it. Laura, I think you've been writing.
I had also suggested that we make a pile of copies for the public. And I wonder what others think about that. Like make 20 copies Like I said, maybe it isn't every single word because some of the resolutions are really, really long, but I think at a minimum, just the basic agenda so that when people walk in, they feel like they know how to follow the meeting. I remember the first ANC meeting I came to from the public, I didn't understand what was going on and I couldn't understand what I had missed, and it would make me feel more informed as a regular citizen.
Jack?
Yeah, one thing I commonly do, though I also commonly don't have time for it, is to just make a brief list of the titles of the resolutions. I could do that. That would be pretty easy. I could do that and make a bunch of copies of those. Would that meet the purpose? Yeah, at least tell people what's coming on resolutions.
It seems to me at least 10 copies, because not everybody is going to take them and so on, and we can save a little money. Is that agreeable? So let me see if we can codify this in a motion, because for others, and we also tend to forget at these informal agreements. Number one, Jack will be reimbursed at 10 cents a page, inclusive of toner and paper and everything. Two, he will make copies for six copies for commissioners. Next, he will... he has agreed to, in principle, I don't want to make this something as a manacle because it's volunteer time. He's agreed in principle to make extra copies of about 10 of the list of the topics that have come up.
I would just suggest 20. I mean, we're talking about a buck. And that's like $24 over the course of a year, so that... There were more than 10 people here tonight.
Would you accept that?
20.
Sure, why not?
Okay.
Thanks, Jack.
So it's now 20. End of discussion? Can we vote? Do you want to say something?
I think 20 is a lot because now a lot of people come into the meeting.
Well, we can adjust it. Now, why don't we try 20, because there's strong feelings about that.
20 is good. 20 is good.
And,
let's go with 20.
And we can adjust it, but the idea in the formal statement of the resolution should be a bunch of copies, and we'll leave it to the discretion, which we'll adjust as we go along, with the understanding that 20 will be the initial target. How's that?
Come back to the motion, please.
Okay. All in favor of this motion? It is 5-0. Good. Jack, is there anything else that we need
to
consider?
The next topic is the upcoming meetings.
Okay, yes. Well, I assume the only thing that I see coming up, we will have undoubtedly the library issues coming up, and also the Fiesta DC issue coming up again in June. So it seems to me that since we know, we should have a practice of, the way that we designed this whole calendar many years ago was to inform people, if we could, of the topics that seemed to be under discussion, and alert people to come to the informal meetings with us.
Jasmine? You say... In June, an informal meeting, or formal meeting, so on.
No, in the informal meeting, our intent was to alert people.
June 7th.
Yes, on the 7th, the informal meeting, to alert people to the issues that are brewing and that we are considering, so that we have a chance to, without any formal resolution, just to mention the topics that we're considering, because usually it takes a month or two. Sometimes things pop up in 2 hours before the meeting or during the meeting, but usually we sort of know what topics are coming along. And so it seems to me that we might at this point try to list some of the topics we think are likely to come up that have some broad interest. Jasmine?
You say something about Fiesta DC for June 7th. What happened to the ORDC?
Of ODC?
Our DC.
That's going to be brought up later today, I think. Is that okay? So the two topics that I know of that perhaps the secretary could make note of if people will accept is the library issue, the library appeals, and Fiesta DC. Any others that people have? Okay. Then I take that as accepted by acclamation. And I'm glad to see us return to some of our earlier principles. Okay, it appears now that we're ready to go to new business. We usually try to put, in the open agenda process, we usually ask, are there items that have some, that, first of all, for which there seems to be consensus, and secondly, that have, so we can get them out of the way quickly, and those that have some time criticality. We usually have a short discussion where we list those that we think have criticality and importance or can be moved quickly. Stormy.
At the top there, I saw something about bylaws, and that's what we govern ourselves by, so shouldn't that be something we handle right away?
Okay, that's part of the list. The ward zoning hearing is those things. The council has not yet finished its deliberations on those things, so that resolution has some criticality. For the moment, I'm going to not claim criticality for the bus stop.
But I would certainly like to see my redistricting resolution considered.
All right. Those are, it would fall under the same logic, I think. Are there any others that, let me say that I agree with Jack in withdrawing discussion about the BZA filing because Gottlieb Simon confirmed that we will have time to do it at the June meeting, and we are at this point woefully unprepared for that discussion.
I don't agree with that statement, but that's all right. I don't mind.
All right.
Well, we can consider that in June.
Fine. Let me just say that I haven't done the due diligence that I usually expect of myself. See, if you use the microphone, I can hear you. All right. So I think we have some things.
If we could start with my boundary resolution, I think that will be fairly routine.
And I'm hoping so will be mine. So let's start off with yours.
Okay. Resolve that ANC Wendy advises the Council of the District to modify the northwest boundary of Ward 1 to make Park Road through Rock Creek Park the boundary between Wards 1 and 4. With a lengthy rationale, but all this has been distributed to the commissioners some time ago.
Yes.
Is
there a second? There is a second. Is there discussion? Not seeing discussion, let's move to a vote. All those in favor, raise your hand. It is five to zero. So
thank
there's
you.
No need to list the people. Okay, now I have one too that is essentially, and as part of the agreement, I think I can do it. Resolved ANC 1D advises the DC Council to make amendments to the ward redistricting to implement the following points. One, there can be at least two or better, one or better two ANCs with a majority Latino population. Draw boundaries that respect the social realities rather than the conveniences of mapping. Draw boundaries that respect neighborhood integrity, essentially allow ANCs to be split so that they can maintain their local integrity. And respect clustering of zoning types for balance. Those are the 4 points. This was distributed a month ago. May I have a second?
Yes.
Thank you. Any discussion? Well, seeing none, perhaps we're ready to vote. All in.
We're advising them on their redistricting of the entire city to
yes.
say you should intentionally create Latino majority ANCs or single member districts or what are actual whole ANCs?
No, here's the nut of that particular problem. The Latino population, the largest concentration of Latino population is split between Ward 1 and Ward 4. The current boundaries maintain that split, and in order to provide a reasonable representation for Latinos, there needs to be rearrangements of the Ward 1 boundary with specifically Ward 4. Now, I can also add that I've talked to a couple of council members about this, and they told me that, number one, they don't owe Latinos anything, that they have to essentially, this is not their exact words, obviously, but they need to fight this out. Number two, legally, they don't have to pay attention to any minority group until the courts have ruled that they have in the past and not paid attention to them. So they get one free pass, and if they don't pay attention to them once in redistricting, well, then you can go to court and force it out of them. The final point was that ward council members like to be reelected, and they do so on the basis of relationships they build within their ward, and they are very unhappy about severing any of those relationships. So they are not inclined. However, speaking to opposing Latino groups, groups that usually are fighting each other, they say this is one issue that they're willing to pull together on, mobilize legal talent, and go for. And it seems to me that as one of the historically largest concentrations of Latino voters in the city, Mount Pleasant should put its oar in and at least bring it to their attention on the council. Jasmine.
Yeah, there is 54,000 Latinos in Washington, D.C. Is this only the people that is in the census? Some people don't register. We are more 54,000 people.
And Jasmine, what is your opinion about this? I don't understand how it's necessarily going to change the situation, right? Because, first of all, I don't like the wording of the resolution, Greg. It goes far beyond what you just shared in terms of making sort of broader statements that I'm personally uncomfortable with. If we want to make a recommendation that wards 1 and 4 make certain changes so that there could be a majority ANC, that's very different than what I see written here in parts of 1, 2, and 3, you know, where there's just political statements about what your personal beliefs are, and I don't necessarily think that that's what ANC business should do. And then I'm also just curious about what we think that would really do, right? So in Mount Pleasant, what's the population here, Jasmine, do you know, of Latinos versus non-Latinos? Is there not a majority here?
It's probably about 40%, because the consultant that came in and looked at the commercial patterns and who rides the buses said that we have the impacts of a hidden population that is 50% larger than what the census believes.
Okay. So if that's the case, why isn't 40% of this commission Latino if that's what we're striving for? I'm not sure if we're trying to strive for it to be easier to see more Latinos elected as commissioners. And if that's the case, I sort of have a worry about that, because I don't think we should just... I'm not saying that you've implied that necessarily in this statement, but I would like to know what is behind that, because I think lots of people can represent the interests of lots of constituents, and that's what we should be doing. We shouldn't just be counting on sort of representatives from that particular ethnicity to represent the interests of that ethnicity. I think that just goes down a road that's precarious.
You're answering asking a lot of questions,
yeah.
And if you wish for me to retain them in memory, don't go much more than the five questions you've already asked.
Okay, if you want to shoot for those, that's a good start.
Okay, first of all, as I said, I don't think that this is going to win over the council vote, because they have very strong reasons, which I don't think the political reality is that. Secondly, but I say that putting our oar in on this, however, will, I think, help them, help Latinos fight for their own rights and help mobilize them. So the particular words and the like are not so important as the fact that, as would be the fact that we have actually come out and supported them. On the issue of Latino representation, I have found and put up for election about 40 people, and almost all the Latinos that have run and won in for election here, I have recruited and put in. Not all of them have won. So it is something where I'm taking that advice. And if you wish, I can discuss with you the details of this question. I do urge that if you have strong reactions to these things, this has been available for a month, and I ask you to talk with me about it, because I try to be pretty thoughtful, and almost always I spend a lot of time talking to a lot of people to try to make things so that it will do something and we're not wasting our time. Jack.
At the moment, as you know, the council is considering only ward redistricting.
Yes.
The ANC redistricting will come up later. So I think this particular paragraph was premature. We will have ample time to deal with this in the future. I understand they're not going to get around to the ANC redistricting until after the summer. I would suggest that this particular element be deleted and we can consider it in more detail when the time comes.
Let me answer, and that is that in order, because the ward boundaries split the Latino concentration, to really provide good representation, then the ward boundaries would need to be changed in order to create a substantial area where it is easier for Latinos to find representation. That representation need not be a Latino. It could be someone that has the skills to represent that population, and they have been of the possibility. So that's why I believed that, in fact, this was necessary. Is there more discussion? Jack.
But that's not what this text says, because you're talking about ANCs. And what you, if you're going to talk about revising the ward boundaries to achieve this end, I think the resolution should say that, and it doesn't say that.
All right, then perhaps you can suggest language, because I was using ANC simply as what would occur. The Latino population is not enough to elect a ward representative by itself, although it can influence it if Latinos were put into Ward 1. I think it would happen better. But the intent was that to provide the impact of this change would be on the nature of ANCs, and which I think is quite substantial. So if you have a friendly amendment, then put it in. Otherwise, it's Stormy, how do you have a discussion or questions?
Well, to be honest with you, I don't really think you want my full opinion of this, but my first thought was that I thought it was the wards that was in question.
They are.
And I didn't understand why yours is just focused on the ANCs. I see some good points, but I see some points that I don't agree with within this. But that I read a long time ago and saw, but for the most part, I can see your points in here and I can agree with it, but I don't like the fact that it's just addressing ANCs, it's not even addressing the ward issue, which is what
it's intended,
was the major thing, but
it's intended to create enough Latino population so ANCs can be formed that have majority Latino population. Right now, they're split. Jack.
Let me suggest further that considering the political realities, this is not going to happen.
I conceded that point earlier, but it will perhaps give support to groups that want to do the necessary court cases right now. And so that's the first step. And if that is lost, well, then we'll wait for another 10 years before political reality is that it'll come to a focus. So it seems like we're split. And just to get it off our table, let me suggest we have a vote.
Before you do that, I could make another comment. The thing that I worry about with something like this, right, where a number of us are saying we get what your principle is, but some of these words might give us pause, is that if a commissioner goes on record saying, no, I'm against this, and they just look at the title, it looks like you're anti-Latino. And I certainly don't want to cast a vote that appears that way, because I understand how public opinion works. And I understand that people don't have the time to dig into every word of a resolution to understand why someone opposes or doesn't oppose something. So what I would rather see is a rewriting of this particular resolution, taking out some of the language that's confusing and has been articulated as confusing to some of the commissioners here today, and that also takes out things that are inflammatory and imply that the people that are districting are breaking federal law, for example. To not do so goes against federal law. I mean, I don't know enough about federal law to know if that's true or not, but, you know, I just wish we could...
Please let me interrupt and accept your point, and then I'll take that as a friendly amendment to remove that statement.
Okay, but I'm going beyond that, right? Like,
no, but
do you understand that?
Sure, but... I will accept that as a suggestion for a friendly amendment. Jack, would you strike that?
Done.
I mean, would you be open, Greg, to just simplifying this down to saying, you know, this commission would support a redistricting of wards 1 and 4 to better represent that there is a majority Latino population, or something with regard to what's going to be most relevant and influence the outcomes, as Jack just indicated.
I sure wish that you had done something in talking with me during the last month that this draft has been available.
Well, Greg, I'm saying it now, so there's an option
right
to act on that now.
But there is not an option. If we wait to the next meeting, well, then the impact of this will be gone. There is a window of criticality. Jack.
Yeah, I'm uncomfortable also with the focus on... This appears to be recommending gerrymandering in order to achieve a certain ethnic group end. I would rather have that first sentence be removed and simply state the general principle that minority groups or demographic clusterings should be respected.
Actually, the distribution is not obscure, and it is a kind of cluster, both in Ward 4 and Ward 1, so it would not entail the kind of gerrymandering that we see in the districts of Mount Pleasant. Therefore, there's no suggestion, and the reality would be not. So
I cannot accept that. I would like to see a much more general principle, a statement of principle. I think we could all agree to the statement of principle that minority groups should be respected, even though it's very difficult to predict demographic shifts, housing shifts over time. So what works this year is likely to be completely out of date 5 years hence.
Well, that's why these things are for 10 years, and they are based upon that. And you could argue that you need to redistrict every 2 years. But that's not been the practice in the U.S. Texas did do one redistricting after 5 years, but it was because there was a shift in the party alignment, not because of demographics. So this is critical, and I am happy if the commission votes this down, but I would like to now call a vote.
I would like to see more discussion of the succeeding paragraphs.
All right.
Also, I will not be seconding that call because, I think this is dangerous political territory when it makes it look like commissioners are voting against something that would give the Latinos a voice.
And I want to support you, but I want the wording changed in so many different places.
Then would you suggest that? Because, you know, my point is that we don't have another month.
Greg, with all due respect, you just said it wasn't going to affect the political outcome anyway, so we do have another month. If we're trying to make a statement that could support these groups down the road, the opportunity still exists.
Not really, because groups are interested in doing something now when the iron is hot. So I know the situation, and I understand your point, but I think that the political situation is different, and that this is the moment in which something can be done, and it would not be done. So if you wish to, if you've seen my operation, I'm usually quite open to friendly amendments.
Well, my friendly amendment would be that we strike 1 through 4 and change the title to say that this commission would support a look at a way that we could redraw the wards. Is not the greatest wording, but maybe we can work it with it in the next few minutes. But to work with or take a look through the process of redistricting at respecting ethnic communities across D.C. to see where those voices could be better brought out through our process and our districting. Like, that's something I could get behind.
All right. I do not accept that as a friendly amendment when it wipes out everything, and I think that's a cruel characterization of what friendly amendments are. Therefore, I do not accept it, but if you wish to, shall we consider that as a formal amendment and get a second and see if it passes?
The way I just worded it, I wouldn't vote for it. What I'm suggesting is I'm putting out there that there's a principle here that people are saying they agree with. And you're seeming to be intent on getting this passed right now, even though you already admitted it's not going to have a political impact for this
reason. I did not say that. You've said that 3 times, and each time I have...
You can rewind the tape.
Each time I have said, no, that is not, it is not my understanding. So you can read into my words whatever you wish, but you cannot represent them as what I said when I have explicitly 3 times denied it. So I ask you for the comity to not put words into my mouth. Jack.
Now, my sense of what's going on at City Council is that they are already aware of these principles, and they're just struggling with the realities of trying to do this in given the requirements that the boundaries be compact, et cetera, et cetera. They're aware of these difficulties of ethnic groups which cross ward boundaries. I don't think we're telling them anything they don't already know. So I would be inclined at this point to decline to support this resolution, because I just don't think it is very well worded, and it isn't going to have much in effect, and it really just isn't necessary right now, even though I understand the time scale. I just don't think it's going to have any effect downtown.
And I have confessed that it's not going to have impact on, very much impact. It could have impact if the mobilization goes on. But in that hope, I want to do it. If you wish to put in a simple statement and vote on that, fine. But it's been moved and seconded, and I think it deserves a vote up or down. Say again?
What has been seconded?
This resolution.
There's been no motion. You made a motion to vote, and then we said we're not ready to vote. Or Jack said we'd like more discussion.
No, the resolution has been moved and seconded. And therefore, you can continue to discuss it, because it takes a two-thirds vote to stop discussion. You can also talk it out so that a motion to adjourn, of course, is a majority, and it can happen at any time, and it can be left hanging.
Well, Greg, would you accept an amendment to eliminate 3 and 4?
No.
3 is where you're talking about splitting A and C's, which we just discussed, isn't relevant to this particular time.
Laura, to be collegial with you, if I could win your vote with accepting that friendly amendment, then I would.
Honestly, if I had 10 minutes right now, I would cut and paste what I felt was what I'm hearing as representative of the council, or of the commission, and throw up and keep all of the good stuff that you have there. But I don't feel like we have that time. I mean, that's not, I guess, how we operate. So I'm just trying to make quick fixes to try to get us to a resolution. I don't know if other people have ideas. Stormy, do you have any ideas about what to cut, what to add, or anything like that?
No, I just know that I read it through twice, and it's just some wording there that just doesn't sound publicly acceptable to me.
Item 3 is I researched why the redistricting often splits neighborhoods, and the decision was made by a consultant to the U.S. Census Bureau when they were trying to get census tracts put in and standard statistical work done in about 1912. This was after the 1910 census. And in order to do it, because at that time the Geological Survey had not really carefully surveyed the U.S., they took rivers and county boundaries and things like that as the way to do it, and that is just stuck. It was an accident. Social scientists believe that you should not cut the middle of neighborhoods. So this is an important principle. Jack?
I think there are, for example, there is a piece of Ward 1 that's across over in Connecticut Avenue. And this is the problem, because those people over in Connecticut Avenue don't consider themselves to be part of Ward 1. But this was brought about as a consequence of the other requirements of the law that the wards be equal in population. And it turns out to be impossible to make the boundaries so that you really are consistent with the neighborhoods and the natural boundaries. City Council is well aware of these problems, and I'm sure they're wrestling about these issues. Again, I think we're telling them the things they already know.
But they really don't want to deal with because of regular politics. So I've discussed the situation with the chair and the committee person in 3D, I believe it is, just across the Rock Creek Park. And they said that in principle, they would like to have that back. And maybe a swap could be made around Spring Street. In fact, they said that they would be happy to take half of Mount Pleasant because they have so many friends and they are of the same general demographics. And they also, this would allow them to have much more say about the National Zoo because currently they're somewhat ignored because the boundaries are split amongst several A and C's. So there are grassroots elements that could be brought in, and this could be implemented because I've gone and talked to people about how it could be implemented. I've done some homework. Laura.
So if you just follow me here for a second, let's say we took out 4, but we kept 3, the first sentence of 3, and then the first 3 words of the second sentence. So it reads, draw boundaries that respect neighborhood integrity, so neighborhood areas, cut out the parentheses, can remain stable even when ward boundaries shift. And we took a sentence from 2 that says, for example, both neighbors on both sides of a block should be in the same ward. Okay, so that just becomes this.
Let's do it stepwise. I accept those friendly amendments so far.
Okay, can you...
Let's let Jack catch up.
Do that, Jack? Thank you.
I'm sorry. I have not agreed yet to dropping all of four.
Start with paragraph three.
But I am agreeing to some changes in three.
So for three, keep the first sentence. Take these three words. Cut these parentheses.
Cut parens.
Okay. I think you said that this was fine to cut the rest of this.
No, I would like to. I don't see what's objectionable.
Because this is where you're talking about A and C's being split between wards without
major problems. But that's part of showing that it is already current practice to do this. And I think it's part of the rationale that the one change I need to make is on further research, it's three A and C's that are now split. So would you please change two to three? What it means is that essentially the proposition is that rather than rearrange the wards and then secondly go in and change all the A and C's as a jumble, you maintain the integrity of A and C's when they have integrity and let the ward boundaries shift. That's right. And three ANCs now do.
My recommendation is also that we cut from this to the end.
I am not accepting that because the situation in Mount Pleasant is that we have two very different groups that I think are somewhat gridlocked. And therefore, I will accept cutting out Wikipedia reports and all of that.
Okay, but the problem I have with this sentence, Greg, is that that would require that they figure out which political interest is represented within each political area, and I just don't see that as being a realistic
expectation. It's something that I think they need to do if we're going to get grassroots democracy.
Okay, well, at this point, given that I don't know if it's worth continuing to just wordsmith then, because I think we're actually coming out in different opinions.
Yes,
my other suggestion had been this other neighbors on other sides of the block should be moved down here, because I feel like it's a similar point, and that first sentence, I think, should be eliminated. Because I do think you have to look at the realities of mapping also. I mean, if I had a small pool here that I had to represent, and another small pool here that I had to represent, and I'm a voluntary ANC commissioner, there's no way I'm going to have the time to keep going back and forth across all. You have to consider mapping and geographical location as well. I don't think it shouldn't be a rather than the conveniences of mapping. You could say in addition to the conveniences of mapping, but it shouldn't be a rather than.
I would agree with you on congressional districts, but not on districts as small as highly dense D.C. Because your position is corroborated by plenty of studies that say that when a congressional representative has to spend a whole day driving to the other end of the district, essentially this, but that's not the case here. Jack.
When you say both sides of a block, do you mean both sides of a street?
Thank you for that clarification. Yes, that you don't. We try to keep the neighbors on both sides of the street together.
Yeah, well, we've talked about this before, that the boundary should go down alleys.
Right.
Which I am really in agreement with, even though it can complicate the heck out of making boundaries. But certainly it's awkward to have people on opposite sides of a street be in different political
districts. Or just across the street from each other.
It happens all over the place, yes. I don't think we're going to change that, unfortunately.
But at least we'll get the idea started. I think I must have had 100 discussions on this topic before getting into this. So there has been a lot of thought put into this. So do you have suggestions about how to reformulate that, or?
I just changed block to street.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, that's an interesting point. I would move the vote at this time.
Is there an opposition to moving to a vote?
I don't think that you're supposed to ask if anyone opposes. It's just supposed to be all
okay,
in favor,
all in
right?
favor of moving to a vote now. Stormy will go with one abstains or no, not. So we can now, discussion is closed. We will now proceed to the vote. All in favor of this resolution, raise your hand to say it's two. All opposed? One. It carries. Oh. Abstain, excuse me. There are two abstentions, Laura and Stormy. The votes for are Jasmine and Greg. The vote against is McCain, is Jack. Excuse me, McCain, not McCain. Thank you. Are there any others of critical, or can we move to adjourn? It's a few minutes before 9 o'clock.
I move we adjourn.
All in favor? 5-0. Thank you all.
No, wait. The new business. All DCEs, please.
We promised that, so...
Can we
reverse the adjournment for one moment? Can I see a vote to proceed? It appears that I see a sufficient majority of hands, three hands. So, do you have a have you written a formulation of what you would like to see?
For me, yes.
Okay. Or perhaps you can say it, and we, if it's short, it could, we could Jack may be able just to compose a few words. Would you say what you want?
Okay, you say you put in new business the our DC. Yes, I want a resolution.
Okay. You want my help in composing a resolution?
Yes, please. He can do help to us because he's working for SEU. SEIU. Please.
How about this? ANC 1D advises the DC government to investigate and support the principles in the This Is Our DC flyer.
I'm sorry, I can't support that. I support what you guys are doing, but I have no idea anything more than what's on this flyer. And I know, Greg, you just said we're only supporting what's on this flyer, but it says that some politicians are pulling a reverse Robin Hood. Like, I'm just not going to support the inflammatory words.
Point of order, Laura, let me help you here. She's making a motion. She has a right to make the motion. After she makes the motion, if she gets a second, then we can have a discussion of it.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. We do informally, but thank you, Jack. Let me suggest, Laura, that I would probably support you in excising that as an amendment. But let's proceed. So that's the motion. And by the way, I will, for the purposes of discussion, second it.
Let me read this just to be sure that we're clear on the record,
okay.
On the audio record. ANC1D advises the D.C. government to investigate and support the principles stated in the This Is Our D.C. flyer.
Yes. So it's been moved and seconded. Discussion? Laura, may I take yours as a friendly amendment to put in except for the reverse Robin Hood.
Well, and I also wouldn't accuse Congress of destroying good jobs, right? I mean, I understand where you're coming from, and I understand why you would put language like this in a flyer, but I think it's another thing for representatives of the government to say that they would support that language. For me, I'm uncomfortable with it. If there was some kind of resolution that said, you know, we support the principles of making sure that all residents of Washington, D.C. have access to high-quality jobs, to the training they need to obtain those jobs, to having the medical care that they need in order to live a fulfilled life, and to making sure that we're balancing the way that we look at our spending and the way that we look at our tax breaks to ensure that all people in this city have access to those things. I love that.
Excuse me. For the purposes of proceeding on this, let me ask, would you accept as a friendly amendment, Jasmine, that her points be support the intents, the general intents of this is our DC, specifically these principles, and then we list the ones that Laura has stated. Would you accept that as a friendly amendment?
Yeah.
Good. Stormy.
I was only going to say, first of all, let's just clear this up. This is Jasmine's resolution, okay? So all of everything that Laura stated, then maybe it can be put down. You already asked Jasmine now. That's what I was going to say. And let her see it, because maybe Laura might have been talking too fast for her, whatever. But if she's going to agree to it, it's fine. I just don't want the focus to get off that this is Jasmine's resolution.
Right. Good. Good point. I accept that. Jack.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm just not going to support any at this time because I don't think we've had time to review this adequately. I think it's unreasonable for us to proceed this hastily, whether we support this or not. And it sounds marvelous, but I'm not going to do this without doing some homework first.
All right. Generally, you know, Jack, I've always supported you on that statement. And in this case, later I can explain why I'm not doing so now. I think if we allow this kind of thing to happen very often, we're opening the floodgates to being railroaded by every interest group in the country. Stormy.
Okay. You know how I am. I don't agree with all the comments being made because they come out like insults. This is one of the reasons why I asked the gentleman to come to my building so I can give an opportunity. I have time to look into this myself and contact you so I can talk more with you about it. I'm not putting anything negative because for the most part, what you're saying here is actually true. So I just want to be able to research it for myself and have you come to my building so you can talk to my people and I can get a better understanding of this.
Check.
Let me move that we table this until the next business meeting.
It's been moved and seconded. Discussion. Jasmine, how do you feel about this? Do you think that this is something that can wait for a month?
Well, I don't think good because a lot of people, you know, the whole community, Latino community, Afro-American community, white people, everybody wants to support this. I don't know why, you know, they want to move the next month, you know. Is we're working now in this position, you know. There are another we're going to another agencies, and they some agencies support this now.
Then let
if,
me.
Do you have any question or something? We have the guy here, he can explain, you know, but in 3 minutes, nobody can explain. Good.
I understand. Because you're saying there's some urgency, perhaps, and Laura once argued that 2 weeks time until to our next meeting, which is an informal meeting, is not going to be too much of a delay, and we could consider it at that, discuss it further and consider it at the informal meeting, and that would give us 2 weeks, and perhaps that would satisfy everybody.
Could I just suggest that over the course of those 2 weeks, I'm not sure how our DC feels about the need to endorse them as an organization or the principles that they represent, but I think that moving toward a resolution that is focused on the principles that the organization is representing would be something I feel much more comfortable supporting, only because I don't know a lot about your work, but it does look like it's an advocacy group. And I think we need to be really careful about supporting actual advocacy and lobbying groups. But I think it's really important for us to represent and to support the principles that you're talking about here. And I'm hopeful that if we can focus on the principles, you could take that as an endorsement of your platform. And that would still serve some political leverage in your case. And so I would encourage, Jasmine, that you rewrite this resolution to be based on the principles, and you can work with our DC so that it is compatible with the principles that you represent. But I would be much more comfortable supporting a resolution that endorses those principles rather than a particular organization.
Jack.
Let me modify my motion to postpone to table this until the next informal meeting.
And that's okay. So can we have a vote on the motion to table? Are we ready for that? All in favor of Jack's motion to table? For 2 weeks. What?
Say the statement.
The entire statement is motion to table until the next informal meeting.
Yes, on June 7th. Okay. So we've clarified that. I'm sorry I wasn't clear. All in favor of this motion to table? It's 5-0.
It would be unanimous. I am requesting that you make the full statement before I agree to it. You're not saying the full statement.
I thought I did. Jack, would you help me with... I think we need to write it down so that it's clear.
The motion on which we're voting is to table this resolution until the informal meeting on June 7th.
All in favor? 5-0. Move to adjourn. I second. All in favor? It's 5-0. Thank you all.
And the time is 9:04.